This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Preview.
Final round. Fight.
I've already spent most of the first hour over the celebration of the Supreme Court now getting more under the control of the Republic in America again. We're only partway there. Has said Apple is a big, disgusting, evil, stinking, slave factory-owning monopoly run by a bunch of demonic daisies hopping around. And it's going to come to an end, and Congress can move against them. State courts can move against them. The people can move against them. This is a big, fat, stinking whorehouse. So, the little birdies, as I've been telling you ad nauseum the last 6 months, say that Trump is going to break them up. And the last straw was Tim Cook turd gobbling behind the Chi-Comps, running around behind them, groveling to them. And look, it's going to hurt the stock market, and it's going to hurt Apple and all this. It's fine. Hurt Apple a bunch. Even the Chi-Comps a few years ago said, you pay people the less of any factory in China. They chain their kids up at power poles outside. People work 18 hours a day. You give them Prozac-type drugs so they commit suicide. Well, you just pay them 10% more, they can have a place to live. And Cook said no, because he's liberal. He doesn't pay any taxes either. You got to understand, when you hop around and go, I'm gay, that's it. Then everything's okay. And so that's this whole leftist cover of big tech. It's all the most sickening, most evil CEOs that make robber barons of 100 years ago, 150 years ago, look like choir boys. And it just has to come to an end with them so arrogant. Google told the Pentagon, we don't work with you. We don't like America last year. And then Apple said, yeah, we're giving the code keys to everybody's Apple devices. The Pentagon didn't want to hurt the stock a few months ago. But it's not just the 5G company, Huawei or whatever its name is. They don't let on bases now. Any secure area can't have iPhones on them now, because the Chi-Coms have the codes to everything. Your photos, your passcodes, they're in them. And Tim Cook just said, hey, listen, I'm gay. So he was in Reuters last year. Remember, he said, we're giving them the code keys. That's what happens when you move to China officially for no taxes. You know, the government is in there. And yeah, we store the iCloud keys in China and the government has access. Did I mention I'm gay? Tim Cook. So, again, we don't care you're gay, Tim Cook. We just care you're raping our freedom and selling us out to the Chi-Coms. But he's like, did I tell you again I'm gay? We're like, Tim, we don't care you're gay, but I'm gay. Alex is a horrible person. We made the decision to ban him system-wide. We hope others do. And they've been following his orders. Well, that's good, Tim. Be sure and wear some sunglasses when you're outside, though, because when you don't have any irises and your pupils are that big, it either means you've had a massive stroke, you're dead, or you're on some really hardcore drugs. Doesn't look like you're getting more than 500 calories a day, and I guess that's suppository. Is that where you get that? Like, yeah, that's probably. Word is Tim Cook does not consume via his mouth. Tim Cook. Well, we'll just leave it at that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, wear those sunglasses there, bud. Must be some amazing synthetic drugs you're on for you to try to pull this off against America, buddy boy. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, I have a stack of news articles and press releases put out by ICE of how record numbers of their agents are getting diseases that haven't been in this country for decades from the illegal aliens. And that record numbers of illegal aliens are pouring across and they're begging Congress for funding. Trump has been blocked by Congress, but he did just get $1 billion+ of emergency funding out of the Pentagon to try to do something. And Coulter is blaming Trump when Trump's doing everything he can and being attacked. And I'm not just here to defend Trump. When Trump doesn't do something I think is constitutional or doesn't stand up for what's right, I'll get on his butt real fast. I mean, because yeah, that's what he responds to. But I just don't. It's the Democrats. It's the blue bloods in Congress, Republicans. I've got all that. Apple just got hit with antitrust. The Supreme Court ruled they are a monopoly. Everyone, including state governments, federal government, the legislature can pass laws. The Supreme Court says they will not strike them down. The Supreme Court just greenlit the destruction of Apple. The cutting of it up. Because it's been a monopoly in the making since its beginning. Steve Jobs wanted to be a monopoly. Steve Jobs wanted his own internet. You'd be on your own system. Steve Jobs wouldn't let his kids have iPads or iPhones before he died because he knew it was designed to habituate and destroy families. Bill Gates doesn't let his kids have them. He tells them, you're disowned if you have one. They mean business. So this is a big, 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 big deal. And it confirms the federal government is finally waking up that, hey, why would you, even if you're evil sociopaths, which I'm not saying they all are, but some are, why would you give away all the power to the EU and the CHICOMs and just wreck America just because, well, we want to prove we beat America? Why would you want to beat America instead of empowering America? I mean, let's use a Game of Thrones analogy, because the hype got me into it. I, in the 8-9 years it's been on or whatever it is, I probably watched 10 episodes of it, but I've been watching the last few episodes because, you know, my kids like it. And it'd be kind of like you got a bunch of fire-breathing dragons in a war. Why would you kill the dragon? Like, I'm scared of that dragon. It's more powerful than me. So I think if I could just poison it, I could mount its head on the wall in my throne room, I'd feel more powerful knowing that I tricked the dragon to eat the poison. Why don't you climb on its damn back and vaporize the enemy? And so you want to use one of those analogies. That's what we're dealing with the chicken, you know what, dimension. I've coined that term. The chicken, SH-T, dimension. Or the needle, DI-K dimension. Because you got to be from the needle dong dimension to want to take America and demoralize it and just run it in the ground because you're some hunchback demon Hillary or some hunchback Nadler or some hunchback Michael Moore. And there's some hunchbacks out there that are naturally hunchbacks. I don't mean that meanly. I'm just saying spiritually, it's an archetype. take 300, which was turned into a cartoon type deal. I mean, it's not a cartoon, but it's so much rotoscope in this cartoon. But it's based on a true story that happened, and there probably were some traitors that told the giant force 20 times the Greeks or more where they could do a pass to cut them off. So 300 for days held up a force of hundreds of thousands. It's over 150,000. Some numbers of 300,000. And there were piles of dead bodies 50 feet tall that they used as a berm. And some traitors got paid off who weren't in the warrior class, but they went and they tattled and they told the Iranians, the Persians, how to come around and kill them. And, of course, it was like the Alamo. Everybody died, but it just pissed all the other Greek states to a point of getting together and then kicking the Persians' ass. So there was more than 20 states. So that little group of warriors, 300 with a couple thousand subgroups helping them, that did that. And it's a famous case. But if you go back, just type into YouTube, the traitor from 300. You've got the hunchback, deformed guy that they wouldn't let into the Spartans. And so he goes and he sells out to the Persians, and they make him a general. Of course, he's not really a general, and he's a joke. And the deformity was seen in the ancients as a symbol of you've been looked down upon the gods. There's something wrong with your soul. I'm not putting down deformed people. Hell, there's a lot of deformed people out there because all the chemicals and everything else, you know, they're going on. Hell, I got a couple mutations myself. But the point is, it's not really bad mutations. Like one in a million has it. My roots in my teeth are about twice as long. They go around under my jaw and curl up and hold on. It's very hard to deal with my teeth. And then I've got a mutation for my feet and one of my bones I learned about, and a mutation in skull thickness. Yes, I have about as thick a skull as you can get, ladies and gentlemen. It's about twice the thickness of the average cranium. It is a mutation. It even has a name. The point is this poor boy is really mutated. Really bad. My mutations all seem to be for war. This boy's mutations are not for war. His mutations are for weakness. And so he can't join. So he goes and joins the traitors. And if you look at the globalist, you look at the left, you go to a Democratic event, they all look like hunchback goblins. And so to them, 300 standing against 150,000, that makes him feel small. But if he can beat the superior, he could be somebody. And if you understand this allegory, you understand everything. If you understand the allegory, you understand how the whole world actually works. You see? Because those of us that are strong, we're not trying to dominate the weak, but the weak will organize with evil against us. So we don't kill the weak like the eugenicists want to do. We have to empower them, and that's the burden. Now, you want to hear Hillary Clinton's greatest crime and the proof of her criminal, the proof that she killed over a million people. No, I'm not talking about Syria. She did that too in other countries. I'm talking about total proof of her crimes. And she is still planning to run, obviously. And she's attacked me last week. We'll get back to that clip. But that's coming up in the next segment. Now, I'm going to leave it at this. This is the last 3 days, because X2, from 7 to 12,000 feet, pure iodine, it has to go through a DEA lab, approved facility, with DEA inspections that cost so much money for us to pay for, but I understand why. You can make anything with pure iodine when it's in the crystal sorts. I mean, this stuff, you put it on the table, it just starts burning all through it, and purple gas shoots up. It's amazing. No other iodine, nobody else does this, nobody else gets it. We then put it into the organic oil, plant oil, and then it's legal. And it's all DEA approved, okay? But it is a precursor to methamphetamine, you name it, anything. So the globalists are fighting to keep iodine out of your diet. It's out of the soils, it's out of the plants, it's almost out of everything now. You get it in some stuff you get out of the ocean, but then that's got a lot of toxins in it now. This is pure 99999999. That's why it's got a 98% authorization. That's why it's got 4.9 stars, 6,000 plus reviews, because it's that special. You say, well, why do I care if other iodines are, you know, 97% iodine? Because if they're bound to stuff in the environment, your body cannot absorb it. Pure iodine goes into the body and grabs all the toxins out. It's what your glands operate off of. If you don't have it, they'll grab bad halogens, chloride, fluoride, bromide, and a bunch of other trash, which they will then suck into your glands. It'll work. Your glands will swell up and then conk out. And then something happens called death. So despite all the stress I'm under, and I don't take care of myself, and I still eat 30-ounce steaks and do a lot of other crazy stuff, X2 has been the game changer. 25% off X2. Free bottle of X3 that's tri-iodine. Has a deep earth, but two other types. Some people say that's even better for uploading. Get your free bottle. It's all about the end. Learn about this. Get it for yourself and support the InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com. Last 3 days of the X2, 25% off. Free bottle of X3 with the purchase. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10%.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Turkish television this morning, one of the biggest shows in Turkey, and they were reading a laundry list of questions that I get in the exact order on any national or international show, all written by the Democrats, written by the former head of Hillary's campaign for PR, her PR head, who admittedly was in the national news last week as Facebook's head PR person for my banning. That's right. Hillary's former head of PR works at Facebook now and runs the banning operation. So I'm on Turkish television. I may even air some of this in the third hour. And they're just going through this laundry list. And one of the things is, well, you say Hillary Clinton's a murderer. What's your proof? And I'm sure they're going to cut all that out. And I'm like, are you kidding? She says, we came to Libya, we saw he died, they set Gaddafi up, the famous Clinton death list, you've got, when she was co-president with Clinton, she admitted she was co-president, Madeleine Albright saying they killed 500,000 children with sanctions that were like 7 times worse than what George Herbert Walker Bush put on them. I mean, just crippling. They cut food off for 8 years to a desert country that imported 90% of its food. No antibiotics for little kids. I mean, just evil crap. And boy, that host shut up real quick. You know he's going to cut it out. Doesn't matter. We recorded it ourselves. We're going to air it. That's how this works. I even told them, but they're so arrogant they weren't listening. So the strangest thing about this last night, I had a dream about this last night. I woke up at 3 a.m. and couldn't go back to sleep. I had this dream. I had this dream where I was interviewing the medical doctor that worked at 4 state prisons overseeing the medical wards. And I was interviewing this medical doctor, and he was exposing how for a decade they were shipping blood out of people that had HIV and hepatitis to be added to factor 8 for hemophiliacs, and that the Clintons were being apprised of this and knew it was giving everybody HIV and hepatitis, and that all the other prisons in the country either banned giving blood or they were screening it, and the Clintons were certifying every ounce of blood as safe, and instead of testing each packet of blood that costs hundreds of dollars to do, they just certified it all and sent a death sentence on to millions of hemophiliacs and others that took drugs like Factor 8 by Bayer. Now, you know what was funny about the dream? My eyes popped open at 3:02 a.m. And I went, that's not a dream. I interviewed that doctor. He was firebombed 48 hours later. And that's how much, I'm not bragging, but that's how many wars I've been in, folks. Sometimes I'll be driving along and like be thinking about something. I go, that's incredible. That's wild. Oh, wait, that really happened. I did that. We did that. So I had this doctor on when he was in a few local papers and some national papers, and it had been confirmed. He got firebombed 2 days later in Little Rock. And the Hemophiliac Society in Canada got robbed and everything stolen because they were involved in a lawsuit against the Clintons. Now, later, I'm going to show you New York Times, Washington Post, 4 years later, 3 years later, reporting everything I said and everything I did with those guests. But we had to hit the barbed wire first. I had no idea that I was the first big radio interview this guy had done that got any traction. And if I told you the rest of the story, it sounds like a James Bond movie, so I'm not going to get into it. But I didn't know why folks were coming after me at that point, or why I got called in and they said, we don't care if you have the number one ratings here in Austin. Yeah, that's him. I interviewed him. Edward. Dudden him. Yeah, a bunch of those guys. Anyways, I interviewed the Canadians, the guy in Arkansas. And we had to get them back on. And they wouldn't come back on after they were on the show because they got death threatened. They got attacked. They got firebombed. I mean, it was bad. And this is like 1997 or so. So 3-4 years later, it comes out in the New York Times. It comes out in the Washington Post that the Clintons knew that the blood in the prison, they were letting people give blood once a week, supposed to be once a month. And they were selling the inmates cocaine that the Clintons were shipping into MENA. And then they were doing all this, and all of it came out. So we broke all this. Before WorldNet Daily, they were the next after us, everybody else. And that's why we're hated. And Hillary and Bill Clinton were paid more than $10 million over a decade as the governor to certify blood to be sold to Bayer out of Canada. They'd ship the blood to Canada. They'd mix all the blood together, scoop the platelets out, and sell it as factor VIII clotting agent, knowing that everyone that took it got hepatitis A, B, C, and HIV. Now, if you're a radio listener, you're going, this is wild. I'm showing TV viewers The Guardian, The Associated Press, The Washington Post. But I want it to sink in before I come back and play these clips and go to Mike Adams, who's joining us on a similar issue, to understand. Hillary and Bill were paid $10 million by this Canadian company that we know of to say all the blood in Arkansas was certified and to not do the hundreds of millions of dollars of testing they would have done on hundreds of millions of dosages of blood. CBS News. Bayer admits it paid millions of HIV infected cases, just not in English. Now, it came out in the Bayer documents. We're going to play some of these newscasts when we come back. Back when the news still did its job 10 years ago, that the executives in Australia, Canada, and in France, they never got the documents in the U.S. because by then Clinton was president. He blocked it. The executives, these are like presidents, are saying, screw these people. There's too many hemophiliacs anyways. Because their own executives are like, you know, we got lied to by the Clintons, and we have given millions HIV and hepatitis. And they said, screw them. There's too many of them anyways. This is in the documents. Screw your hemophiliac kid that you love and who's 6 years old and gets cut and doesn't stop bleeding. You love that girl. You love that boy. And these CEOs are sitting around going, you know, hemophiliacs are defective. F them. You know what? F you. F you. You want to kill babies after they're born? You want to decide they don't exist? What if somebody, I'm not calling for this, gets you around your neck and squeezes your eyeballs out and says, I just aborted some 7-year-old executive because it was a post-birth abortion? Then it'd be all over the news of murder. How about we got some value? How about our kids got some value? We're going to come back and play all this. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Hillary Clinton is a premeditated murderer. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25%.
20% off. Celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. You know, I'm real. I'm not filtering anything. I'm giving the best truth I can from my research. And that's a true story. I told, because last week, Hillary went all over the country giving speeches, like she's on the campaign trail. New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania. And you know, some of the places she lost. And she's still planning to run. I mean, I told you that, and now she even admitted. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's currently what she's planning. And I wake up from a dream last night, you know, where Hillary knowingly knows there's HIV and hepatitis in the blood, and she's, and I'm interviewing the doctor, and they get firebombed, and I'm in this dream. I'm going, you know, as you get older, you learn to control your dreams. I'm like, God, that's just crazy. What a weird-ass dream. And I wake up, and I go to the kitchen. I get a glass of water, and I go, oh, my God, that's all real. That's my subconscious going, Alex, Hillary and the blood scandal is everything. It's where they got caught. They were president by then. They were able to protect it. And that's it. And then I did research on it to remember all of it, and it was worse than I thought. It wasn't a million people. They estimate 8 million people got HIV or hepatitis or both, and that 3 million have died. 3 million people knowingly putting prison blood with people with hepatitis and HIV, mainly the children all over the world. Why the hell would you do that? Why the hell would Hillary, out of college, get her first job representing rich pedophiles? Because that's how you go to the top of this system. And, you know, you tell the average person Hillary and Bill made more than $10 million off selling people tainted blood. And it just doesn't sound real, does it? Because you wouldn't do that. You feel like, when you even think about that, imagine you were going to do that. You feel like you're attacking yourself, don't you? Because you're connected to God and everybody. You're a real collectivist. You're an individual that does their own will, but collectively you wouldn't want to hurt people. The collectivists say they're collectivists because they're not, folks. They're cut off. They think that's winning. They think that gets them brownie points with their God, just like killing already born babies. You see, it's always pushed the envelope. So here's a boil down from what I covered on Friday, where Hillary says, I've never killed anybody. They make this up. She gets into InfoWars. Now we need to be banned. I won't play all of it. And then we're going to play and show you the mainstream news articles admitting that they did this years after we broke it. And I want to explain. I'm not bragging about that. I had the medical doctor on that was the head guy at 4 state prisons. And he started asking questions for years. And he found out they were falsifying the certifications the blood had been tested, because that's a lot of money to test it. And then he found out, wait, you're taking it from HIV positive? You know when you're doing it? They tried to pay him off. They got firebombed. I had things happen to me. But after it happened a few times, people stopped doing it because things didn't go the way people thought they'd go. So, you know, I do what I have to do, and I'm not backing down. And if you attack me, you're going to get attacked right back. And then it's up to the system out there at Fort Hood or wherever to figure out what happened to you. But the American people aren't putting up with this crap anymore. There's still red-blooded Americans left. So here's Greg's little boil down of this, and I'll get to even MSNBC before they sold out admitting all this. Here it is. Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State, when Hillary was co-president with Bill, and she also worked at the State Department, and Madeleine Albright went on national television on NBC and on 60 Minutes CBS. There's two different clips of this. And said 500,000 dead Iraqi children is a good price to pay. Because if you thought George Herbert Walker Bush put sanctions on Iraq, in the 8 years of the Clintons, they put sanctions on them that killed over 2 million people. Because that's a desert country, 95% of it. They were shipping in their fertilizer, their medicine, everything. So she gets asked about 500,000 kids, but Hillary Clinton, mentor, was working for Hillary at the time. Madeleine Albright says it's a good price to pay. Then Hillary goes in front of this crowd of fawning sycophants and wannabe elitist and makes a joke about all this. It's just incredible. Hillary Clinton, you are a murderer. You are a criminal. You've bragged about it. You know it. You're a ruthless person. These are just times you bragged about killing, or your associates bragged about your policies that killed millions. So here it is.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
So that's 1996, May 12th. That's Hillary Clinton's buddy and her policies that did this. But then she's Secretary of State many years later. And they go in and use Al-Qaeda and ISIS to take over a country, put women back into sex slavery, kill black Libyans because the Islamists are very anti-black. And then Hillary brags about she came, she saw Gaddafi died. Here it is.
I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed murders.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
She says she lost the election because of yours truly, internet conspiracies. And she said that when people went to knock on doors for her, they'd say, I can't vote for you, you're a murderer.
Clinton says she usually never paid attention to her critics, but what she calls the conspiracy fetishizing of the 2016 campaign was different. She says she heard just how different it was from lifelong friends who were out knocking on people's doors.
They'd say they were there asking the person vote for me, and the person might say something like, well, I couldn't do that. She's a murderer. And, you know, I mean, friends from grade school saying, no, she's not. Oh, yeah, I saw it on the Internet. Well, what do you think? I've been, as they used to say, locked up by now, if that were the case.
Yeah, you will get locked up in hell one way or another. So let's go back to TV viewers, radio listeners, the fawning students worshiping her. Hey, guys, this is the real world. Millions of children got HIV and hepatitis because of this. So do you understand why you're all playing cutesy and she's the good lady and all this, that she's literally famous around the world for being evil and ruthless? She got thrown off the Watergate committee for lying about Nixon. I mean, she's a crook of crooks. I mean, here, kids. Here's Counterpunch, liberal site, Arkansas Bloodsuckers, the Clintons prisoners in blood trade, you know, back when liberals told the truth. Clinton's Arkansas blood scandal. Suit says Canada imported tainted blood from U.S. inmates. New York Times, Clinton's involved. Arkansas prison blood scandal. Encyclopedia of Arkansas. Bayer admits it paid millions to HIV-infected cases to cover it up. There you go. Let's go out with just a few minutes. You just type into YouTube. It's still up there. They'll take it down. Bayer blood scandal. This is what you've signed on to. This is, she knows it's got HIV. She gets money for it and ships it out to kill people. Here it is.
The show, we appreciate you being on tonight.
Thanks for the invitation, Joe.
Okay, let's talk about the rat of the week. Why is Bayer Corporation the rat of the week?
Internal documents show that after this company positively, absolutely knew that they had a medication that was infected with the AIDS virus, they took the product off the market in the U.S. and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine's called Factor VIII. It was an injection medicine that was used for hemophiliacs, mostly children. Children had been born with an incurable disease.
Hold on, Mike. So, hold on. So you're telling me that Bayer...
All right, let's stop there. The live show is continuing. When I post this to InfoWars, we'll put the full report up. This is who they are. Knowingly, over a decade, 3 million dead. Hillary is a murderer. I rest my case. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Things going on. The world is waking up. Humans are amazing. Our destiny to win is real. But those that have dialed into the system are going to be mesmerized and put even into a deeper cult-like trance. Those that are awakening, it's going to be incredible. And you can be old, you can be young, you can be white, you can be black, you can be Asian, you can be Hispanic. Doesn't matter. You have red blood, you love God, you love freedom. But remember what happened last year when Apple banned us off of iTunes and off their other platforms where we had 40 million subscribers between all of our different podcasts and shows. David Knight had 9 million subscribers in only a year and a half of doing his show, and he had the highest open rate of anybody I'd seen, even Joe Rogan, myself, I had a low open rate, actually, like 10% actually opened and listened to it. David had like 60% opening and listening to it every day. I used to tell David, hey, you got a huge online audience. It's okay. You only got like 20 radio affiliates and a few TV stations. It takes years to get affiliates. And I'd say, look, you got your, you know, iTunes over here. You're so big. Well, they took that away from him. They think you're too stupid to go to Infowars.com/show and find it. So then they left the app up we just launched a few months before. It went to number one in news. But then Cook said he curated it and decided we didn't have a Chinese slave camp building iPhones, or we weren't a system to hold iPhone codes up on the cloud. We weren't doing any of that. No. I mean, we hadn't killed millions of people, so we were bad. We were dangerous. So they banned that app. We still have the free app at Infowars.com/app for now for Androids. You know, they ban it. You'll still at least have it on your phone. But the reason I get at that is Mike Adams wrote a bunch of big articles about this, naturalnews.com. You know, he's been a really smart cookie about having over 50 websites and having a more, let's say, camouflaged footprint, because he knew about the censorship coming. But he reaches as many people as we do. But remember this a few months ago, back on February, bombshell, Apple demands Natural News stop writing about abortions, Satanism, threats to block app from Apple devices. Well, now he's got a new article out on Infowars.com and naturalnews.com. Techno dictatorship. Apple bans Natural News for publishing true climate science stories, like NASA saying carbon dioxide's good. Apple claims are rejected by the scientific community. They mean their globalist community. So the reason I wanted to have him on is Supreme Court ruling saying they can be broken up as a monopoly. Any individual, any county, any city, any state, the federal government, legislatures, they are done. This is Trump delivering. I said this in private conversations with you 6 months ago at this office. You said Trump needs to act. And I said, listen, and I'm not tooting horns and acting like I'm important here. Believe me, I only like to say this on air, but I want listeners to know. I was in D.C. 3 weeks ago. I notice I go to D.C. all the time now for certain reasons. There's areas we have to talk where there's no phones or anything. And I'll just leave it at that. And the left suing me on these things about Sandy Hook. It's about what government agencies you work for. Who are your contacts? That has nothing to do with Sandy Hook. You're not getting all that. But there's a leftist resistance. There's an American resistance. And I've been told, you watch, before the middle of the year, Trump will signify, and so will the Supreme Court, that we're going to break up big tech, starting with Apple, who he knows the ringleader and has moved to China. Next is Google. Then is Twitter. Facebook, as bad as they are, that's up in the wind. That's what I've been told, and I've been told a lot more. And, Mike, I've told you this privately. You see it unfolding right now. I know you got your sources as well as an engineer in your own right. But this is a big deal, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. This action this morning, you know, just comes on the heels of Apple really trying to completely annihilate any dissenting scientific views, any real education of the public about how carbon dioxide is greening the earth. You know, NASA cited that study published in Nature Climate Science showed since 1982 to 2015, the greening of the earth has accelerated as carbon dioxide has
risen. But I don't think plants need carbon dioxide. They need Brondo.
Yeah, exactly. But look, what's important about this is understanding that, look, Apple will curate and endorse news sources that say men can get pregnant and men can give birth, and that, you know, all kinds of
and 300-pound powerlifters that look more manly than you and I can go beat 80-pound little girls.
Exactly. But if you cite NASA, if you cite botanical science, if you cite atmospheric science, then you are banned because your view is dissenting.
And listen, I know I got you on late. I got another guest coming up, but I'll hold you over. But let's go. I want to first, we're going to get into your story. And the fact that they're saying you can't cite NASA, it's huge. I get it. That's how cuckoo it is. You got to cite Chi-Com that America can't have industry. That's what this really is. Just Chi-Com, they can have no controls. We have total controls. We know what it is, Mike. And you're right. They're saying, you know, there are 50 genders. You're crazy. The sky's pink. Okay, I understand. Fish fly. Pigs live in the ocean. But what about Trump and the Supreme Court saying you're a monopoly, you can be broken up, you're wide open, everybody can sue you? That is death knell to Apple. This is a devastating Death Star level event.
Yeah, it's billions of dollars in revenue that they're on the table here for Apple. And remember that sales of iPhones are collapsing, which means that Apple is turning to services and software licensing and app fees in order to maintain its earnings. This means Apple's earnings are going to collapse, and it's going to lose its stranglehold over the monopoly of apps. This is going to mean that InfoWars will be able to get its app returned back to the Apple marketplace eventually as this winds its way through the courts. It may also be a time, I'm sure you've already thought about this, to talk to your attorneys about closely watching this Supreme Court case. This has just given the plaintiff the right to continue the lawsuit.
Oh, this totally green lights us. This totally green lights us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there will be a flurry of lawsuits from thousands of app developers, including us. Remember, our app was banned by Apple, our upgraded app. They allow our old app to stay in the store, even though...
By the way, they do this to everybody now. They send you a list of demands of what you can and can't say, how Orwellian.
That's right. And remember, that Apple won't let you talk about Satanism. They won't let you talk about abortion. And now they won't even let you talk about atmospheric science. This is how insane it has become. So this is a cult, just as you said before this segment. We are looking at a fascist techno cult that is trying to dominate the world, and they're pushing, there's a new phrase, a new quote disorder. It's called climate anxiety. They're pushing climate anxiety, which is a form of mental terrorism, to push terror into the minds of all leftists, keep them in a state of fear and irrationality so that they can never wake up and come out of this and snap out and say, oh my God, what are we doing here? This is techno-fascism, banning all conservatives, banning all Christians. This has got to stop.
And now, Mike, I know I got you on 15 minutes late, but my next guest is great, but I think we can push him back 15 minutes. I want to come back and pull up the John Brennan clip from 3 years ago. I didn't even know about it. I was on Eddie Bravo's podcast, and they pulled up Brennan. I'd seen the CFR report. I didn't know it was a speech he gave where he admits we're geoengineering, we're aerosol spraying, we're controlling the air, but we don't want to tell the public. And a few months ago, I said I wanted to play that. We never did. I'll find it one way or another. It's all over YouTube. It's even in the tinfoil hat podcast I did with Eddie Bravo. You can't miss it. So can you do 15 minutes with us in the next hour?
Yeah, of course. No, okay. No problem. I don't want to bump your next guest, though. But whatever you want to do.
No. My next guest is great. It's a big film. He'll be on with us for 45 minutes. He's cool. We're always 15 minutes behind. We're going to go to break. But when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into all of this and what's really happening and the fact that there's a scientific breakaway group that Eisenhower warned us about that's gotten even more out of control. And I can tell you personally, Trump and others don't like it. They're trying to get it back under the public's control, and he wants to release all of it. Trump wants to just say, hey, guess what? You can live to 150 if you don't do X, Y, and Z. Hey, guess what? We've got this. Hey, guess what? Trump is literally freaking out. They tried to block it from him. He's learning everything right now. And it's incredible for the president. It's incredible for us. We're an amazing species. And it's the elites found out about all this. We invented it all. They got really upset that we have all this. They don't want you to have it. You're going to have it. You're going to have it. We're going to go to break. Come back with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Please don't forget, I'm in your hands. And it's simple. You need turmeric. You need fish oil. You need a good, healthy nootropic like Brainforce. You need B12. We have the strongest, highest quality B12 available, period. It's medical grade. You just can't call it that because we're not selling it at a medical level. But it's the same stuff you get at the doctor. Don't inject it. It's not proof of that, but it's the same stuff I get from my doctor, you know, for an ounce of it for $50. This is way more than that. Or more than that, sells like a tenth of an ounce, $50. This is $24.95, 50% off, double what Secret 12 had in it. It's our new special. Get Ultra 12 today, InfoWarsLife.com. Fund the operation. Get a t-shirt. Get a book. Sign up for AutoShip. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.